Friday, March 17th. The president in a C meeting this morning kept him occupied until noon. At noon, we had to tell him that Jack Drown was arriving this afternoon for the weekend, and that threw him into a state of panic. He said he has to do something tomorrow to escape, especially for dinner, and wanted to work out some kind of excuse so he could get away for the weekend. He will do Pat's birthday party tonight, and that's it. He and Henry discussed the NSC meeting. Apparently the president really put the fear of God into Jerry Smith on the line he's going to take. He took a much stronger position than he intends to get Smith shook up a little. He called Ehrlichman in and told him to be more aggressive in the briefings on the busing thing, that he was afraid they weren't really making a sale. There was a leadership meeting this morning before the NSC, and it didn't come over very strongly because Schultz handled the briefing. On the AT&T question, Colson reports that we've gotten a bad break and that the senators aren't going to go to Denver because of the possibility of a vote in the Senate. And so I pushed hard for his trying to get a sworn statement from her and getting that out, which he said he would do. Their plan had been, after getting the senators to get their testimony from Dita Beard on Monday, that on Tuesday the AT&T lawyers would have a press conference and first present the deposition of Dita's secretary, saying that this isn't the memo she typed, and then put before the press Mrs. Tytel, the typewriter expert, saying that the memo was not typed in June, the ribbon didn't exist until November, and it's the same as one used on January 25th, therefore this blows the memo. Then Hruska would go on the Senate floor with saying this is a great outrage of the century, a hoax, the Senate's been used. Then on Wednesday, the committee resumes. The Republicans say they won't go any further. This is a fraud. Klein needs to confirm, should be confirmed, and we should investigate Anderson. Later in the day, it turned out that the Dita Beard statement was taken and released, and that made some news tonight. So we got a little mileage out of that, and that's thrown some doubt into the whole thing. On the AT&T thing, he wanted Buchanan and Colson to get their people going on some good solid editorial columns regarding the double standard regarding congressional hearings. Press saying that during the Nixon era and then the McCarthy era, when they were investigating communists, the committee was constantly attacked regarding their failure to follow the rules of court in taking evidence. That where are those attacks now? That when the president of the U.S. is slandered, or the attorney general, or a business leader, no one raises his voice, but when a communist spy does it, they all scream. Thinks we can really work something up on that. They had the Pat Nixon birthday party tonight with the Drowns and Roger Johnson's as the guest. The president apparently stayed for an hour, then went over to the OB and hid till they went to the movie, and then came back and went to his room. End of March 17th.